Here with Davo after a 5-1 defeat in the FA Trophy away to Molesey. Davo, obviously, you knew today was going to be tough. They're doing well in the Ryman South. I think they're fourth or fifth in the league. Did you expect it to be quite that difficult today?
Yeah, I expected it to be difficult because they are a good side. We watched them last week against Carl Shelton and they never deserved to lose that game. But like you say, they're up there in the league. They're a good side. They're a good footballing side. And we expected a tough game. They play a shape, which is tricky. They're very narrow, and it sort of affected what we were doing. We did try to change it a little bit, but it just didn't work for us. And yeah, we can talk about shapes and formations and all that sort of stuff, but at the end of the day, there was a lack of desire on the pitch today in the first half, which is unlike us. And we seem to have this every few weeks, just a capitulation of a performance, and today was that day, which is, you can't put your finger on why it's happening, but it's happened, and yeah, we're out of the cup. We weren't going to win the trophy, but we could have done with the money, that's for certain. But we just got to start another runoff now and go from here.
And we'll talk about the first half. The game arguably over after the first 28 minutes. They got two early goals, and the rest of the first half panned out, and obviously they got their third. But after that first initial half an hour, the game never really looked like changing. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's a fair comment. We're 3-0 at half time. You send the lads back out there, hoping that they're going to put a bit of pride back into their performance, which, I'll be honest, I thought that they did, really, for the first 20 minutes. We looked very good. We were swarming all over them. Scored a great goal from Chalky, really good goal. Probably had one or two other things bouncing around in the box, which we could have finished. And you think 3-2, it's right in the balance. And then, right as we were on top and with every chance of trying to get something back later in the game, they've gone up the other end, and a crazy tackle in the box has given them a penalty. The lad McShane for them, I think he scored a hat-trick. He's a good player. We asked someone to do a job on him, and they simply didn't do the job on him, and that person cost us four goals, which is unlike that player. But you know, we were beaten by a good side, and in particular a very good player.
Watching the game today, you maybe looked a bit tired, or just maybe a little bit flat. Obviously, I watched the game on Tuesday against Chalfont, and everyone looked as though they wanted the ball and they were closing Chalfont down. Didn't seem to have that today. Fair comment?
It's a fair comment. I don't think tiredness is not necessarily a physical tiredness. Sometimes it's a mental tiredness. The lads are intent on having a good run in the league. They want to be in the league. They want to push up the table as high as they can and try and steer clear of any relegation issues that we've had for a few years. In a way, we didn't really want the trophy game today. We wanted a league game, and we sense that. We're not going to win the trophy, as I said, and it's not quite got that same prestige as the FA Cup, but it was a massive game for the club. You know, there's financial incentives there, and also, more importantly, to keep our run going. But we were flat as a team. I can't put my finger on it. We do need one or two people back. We had Jack White missing today, unfortunately. Picked up a knock on Thursday. That killed us because defensively on Tuesday we were as good as we've been for a long time. So we had to have another reshuffle today, and that affected us. But it sounds like excuses. It is an excuse, but, you know, we simply weren't good enough. The players that we put out there were good enough to do what we instructed them to do, as you could see for that 20 minutes in the second half. That was our team out there, you know, that was what we play like. But other than that, you know, like I say, the game was over at half time.
But you say about the first 20 minutes, and obviously, as you say, Ben White scores a good goal to get you back in it. You must be taking positives from the second half, though, and looking to build on that, ready for next week's league game against Northwood.
Not a million. Not a million miles off it, I was going to say, but we weren't a million miles off it in terms of the second half. But do I take many positives from it? I wouldn't say many. The goal was a good goal from Chalky. You know, it's nice that he's scored a goal. It's his first goal of the season, so hopefully that's a start for him. So that's a positive. The reaction after half-time was relatively good. Like I said, we were all over him. But maybe in a couple of days I'll take some positives from it. But at the moment, no, not a lot of positives.
And how do you react now? Obviously, you've got Northwood at home on Saturday coming. No game now, no fixture on Tuesday. So you've got training Tuesday and Thursday. How do you plan for the week ahead?
It's a good thing we haven't got a game really. Although we would have took a replay and played it on Tuesday if we could. We'll be working hard on what we need to work on this week, ready for a tough game against Northwood. Northwood started the season on fire. They've dropped down a little bit since then, but they're still, you know, in the top half, so they're still a very good team. So we'll be needing to eradicate what happened today. Have to stop that from happening. We can't gift teams 1-2-3 goal leads. It's just not possible, and hope that our good second half record over the last over this season is going to get us back. It just won't happen, and it was shown today. Full credit to Molesey. They're a good team. They play football the right way. They've got some very good players that caused us a lot of problems today. So I wish them well in the next round against Didcot or Bridgewater. So good luck to them, and we'll lick our wounds and get ready to train hard and ready for Northwood back in the league.
And obviously, as you say, Jack White out today, didn't play, still got two or three players out. How's the injury situation looking at the moment? Are you any closer to getting any of those lads back playing or back in and around the squad?
Well, Jack White was a big blow. You know, that was Thursday that happened, so he missed out. I'm not sure about Rob Carr. He said he's back running a little bit now, so hopefully he's not too far away. He's a good player. He's an X-factor type player for us, and we've missed him. We've only had him three games, and he scored three goals, so it'd be great to have him back. James Scott, I think, is going to be looking to train this week a bit harder, so to get him back, he's got some great versatility for us, so it'd be good to have him back in the mix. And suddenly we're back on track with a decent squad of players, but at the moment, we are missing some key elements to our team, and hopefully, the sooner they're back, the better.
Well, Davo, commiserations today, going out the FA Trophy, but best of luck for next Saturday at home to Northwood.
Cheers, mate.